We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We won't get to talk to you for a while. Is there any Trent Williams update?
Trent Williams?
No. If he's not there when training camp opens, how big of a concern is that for you?
If
he's not there when camp opens. How big of
a lot of ifs that we can go over right now. I don't have time. I don't know what's going to happen. If Dwayne Haskins isn't there, I'll be concerned. And if Case Keenum decides not to show up, I'll be concerned. And if
But you expect all those guys to be there, right?
I expect everybody to be there, yes.
Okay.
From mini camps to training camp, we're your number one source for the most Redskins coverage all offseason.
Montez Sweat.
We're going to roll the dice on you.
Yep,
you
got to be pleased if you're a Redskins fan.
Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It's Chad Dukes versus the world on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, Gruden kind of gave it to you a little bit today, didn't he?
I don't think he... I have gotten it from Gruden. That wasn't really getting it. That is, he doesn't feel like dealing with Trent. He knows the question is coming. He's not that excited about it. He didn't really want to answer it. I also think there is some belief inside Redskins Park that this thing just kind of goes away and Trent might just magically appear in Richmond. I think this thing goes away, but I think Trent doesn't go to Richmond just because I don't think he really cares or needs to go to training camp.
Okay, but it is clear to me that he is becoming more and more prickly about those questions.
Gruden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Even though Trent Williams not being at training camp, much bigger deal than Trent Williams not being at OTAs. I think we all know that. It goes back to my original contention that another example. Would you ever have, I don't want to call it the balls because it's not that. It's not as simple as that. I think people don't understand that. You guys have relationships and you have to be out there every day and you have to be able to get information from people. But would anyone ever say to him, hey, do you think it'd be nice if Bruce Allen said something about this so we didn't have to ask you? Like, would that be an appropriate question in that scrum?
No. You wouldn't say, because what's he supposed to say to that?
Well, truthfully, he would have to say yes if he was going to answer truthfully.
But if somebody called you and jabbed CK, who's your boss,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's not fair to you.
Yeah, but there's no comparable. Would be no situation at the radio station where I would be called for to answer for something he did.
But Jay, last week he got quite tired of it, and he had two comments that I thought were pretty telling. One was, yeah, you know, Trent's going to have to get with Bruce and Schaefer to figure this thing out, and that's the reality of a contract situation. And then later in the week, Jay said, there's really nothing I can do. I'm not in charge of the medical stuff, and I'm not in charge of the contract stuff. So Gruden, in a lot of ways, is kind of just a punching bag in those situations. He's the only public face we get access to, and we ask him those questions. And when I asked him about it, I kind of preface it like, hey, we're not going to get to talk to you for a while. Is there any update? Knowing full well there wasn't an update, but right. It's still relevant to the job and relevant to my role is getting the information. You know, Bruce did talk. It might be what the organization would say. He didn't say a heck of a lot, but he said something.
He didn't call a press conference.
Sure.
I mean, there certainly was no, you guys had to run him down at some sort of, you know, rookie handshaking festival.
On Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're the organization on this one, I think we've talked about the Reuben Foster deal and that there's something should have been said. And I think maybe on the medical situation, a statement would be very well served so people could know what happened, because we still really don't know what happened. There's right. been some really vague reports that we've kind of gone on. But anytime you get into a player holdout, a contractual holdout where the central driver is money, which may or may not be the case with Trent, but just in general, I do think it's to the organization's advantage to not say a heck of a lot.
I understand that, but you would agree that there's a difference between saying not a heck of a lot and at least acknowledging things. And give. I mean, you got the coach of the Giants, and he's having to deal with the fact they drafted a quarterback, and he's got Eli Manning, and he's got to tap dance in between those two things. He's not saying a whole hell of a lot, but he's going through the motions at least. This isn't a Jay Gruden problem. It's a Bruce Allen problem or a Doug Williams problem.
Organizational, yeah. But, I mean, the buck stops with Bruce, so.
It does.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.